بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. جي امو تلت البت بيرشان يين ذا فرانت ريكويست هيز فويس تو كم كلوزر ليتل بت كلوزر سو ان شاء الله. اولسو اونورينج ذم از ا جريت ان ايز اوف الله سبحانه وتعالى. هوبفلي وي ويل اولسو بي اونورد ان ا داي اوف قيامه. شي وي ويلكم وان ان اول تو ذا third graduation, Hifz completion jalsa of At-Taqwa Boys Madrasa. We welcome the parents and the ulama, the mashayikh, those that are sitting here, and the women folk who are listening over the receivers, the mothers. What a honor it is for these parents, the mothers and the fathers, that their sons will be completing the Hifzul Quran, a great bounty. And Allah subhanahu wa Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith which we all know, that person who has a child who completes the Quran and Majid, then that person will be made to wear the crown on the day of Qiyamah, such a crown which will be outshine the sun. And also on a bit of a lighter note, that if we have someone who's completing two, then one of our parents who's having two children who are completing, then he mentioned on a later note that, you know, if it's mentioned that if you have two crowns on the back of your head, then it could mean that you will get two wives. So, on a later note, this is something, a bounty from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran al-Majid is something where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the heart rusts just like how water rusts iron. And in the same manner, what is the treatment for the rust of this heart is the recitation of the Qur'an al-Majid. These young children, these boys who are reciting the Qur'an al-Majid day in, day out, their hearts are completely pure. The rust from their hearts has completely been taken away. And they have become the best of people. And anything which is attached to the Qur'an al-Majid becomes the best. We know that the night on which the Qur'an al-Majid was revealed became the best of nights, and the month on which the Qur'an al-Majid was revealed, in which it was revealed, became the best of months. In the same way, these children, they have memorized the Qur'an al-Majid, and in a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ أَوْ عَلَّمَهُ, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person who learns or teaches the Qur'an al-Majid, this person becomes the best. So these children are also the best. In the same way, their parents have also will become the best on the day of Qiyamah. The home in which the Qur'an al-Majid is recited shines to the angels in the sky, like how we look at the stars, that becomes the best of homes. So all of this, anything attached to the Qur'an al-Majid becomes the best. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are attached to the Qur'an al-Majid. There are two intentions, inshallah, while we are sitting in this gathering, and we will be hearing some sterling advices as well, that these two intentions we should make. The first is that we are sitting here obviously for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for nothing else. The second is that when we leave this, we should make a firm intention that we will attach our hearts and our lives closer to the Qur'an al-Majid than what we are already doing. So if we are reciting a certain portion of the Qur'an al-Majid, whether it may be one page, quarter para, half, one para, whatever it may be, let us make a firm intention that we will attach ourselves even more. Shaykhul Hind rahmatullah alayhi, when he was imprisoned in Malta, when he was taken out of imprisonment, then he mentioned that, I think that the downfall of this Muslim ummah is based on two things. One of these things was that our attachment of the Qur'an al-Majid is no more there. And the first and the best way to attach ourselves to the Qur'an al-Majid is to ensure that we are reciting it on a continuous basis. Just a little bit of an introduction with regards to the hifz in the school, in the madrasa. Alhamdulillah, the madrasa is running a system where we are trying to let the children, together with their learning of the Islamic subjects and academic subjects, at the same time we want them to recite the Qur'an Majid and be attached to the Qur'an Majid. We all know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith mentioned that different forms of fitna will come. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that what is the solution to these fitnas, then the answer was given Kitabullah, the Qur'an Majid. So if we keep our children attached to the Qur'an Majid, and alhamdulillah, through this year, slowly but surely, the madrasa is seeing the progress of children, and they are completing the Hifzul Qur'an in this manner, and also they are completing it of a high level, alhamdulillah. Without further ado, inshallah, we will call upon Mawlana Naeem Mutala Sahib Saab to give us a little bit of sterling advices with regards to the Qur'an Majid.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صاد والقرآن ذي الذكر وقال تعالى قاف والقرآن المجيد صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at the home of the receiver, tonight is a very momentous occasion, a very special occasion, a very happy and joyous occasion, a Mubarak occasion. And why should it not be a happy occasion when we are having, or we will be witnessing, six Huffaz completing the Hifz of the Qur'an in Majid. And this is something that we should be happy about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَقُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Before this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that He has sent down this Qur'an, which is a maw'idah, admonishment. It is a remembrance. It is nur. It is guidance. It is shifa. It is a cure for the maladies we have in the heart. It removes the kufr, the shirk, the nifaq, the spiritual diseases that we have in the heart. It polishes the heart. Like in the famous dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we hear on many Hifz occasions. Allahumma ja'alil Qur'ana rabi'a qulubina wa jala'a ahzanina wa dhahaba humumina wa ghumumina. O Allah, make this Qur'an the rabi' of our hearts. Ulama have explained the word rabi' has two meanings. One meaning, Rabi' refers to a stream, a river that irrigates and waters the orchard around it, the plants around it. It gives life to that ground, that soil, and enables it to bear fruit and trees. Like that, the Quran brings about hayat in our hearts. It brings life. It removes the rust in the hearts. It makes the person's heart alive, the spiritual heart becomes alive. And the other meaning of al-rabi' is mustaqar, which means it becomes, we are making dua to Allah that, oh Allah, make this Qur'an fixed in my heart. Make it be established in my heart. Make it be firm in my heart. Let the Qur'an not escape my heart.
وَنُورَ صُدُورِنَا وَاللَّهُ make it be a nur of my of our chest and our hearts. So all the darkness that is in our hearts is then dispelled, it is moved away, it is removed. And wallah, make it be such that it becomes such that the Quran removes the grief, the worries, the sorrows that a person experiences. All the pain and suffering that he has, the turmoil within him. By the mere recitation of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes all this pain and this turmoil that he is experiencing. So respected brothers and elders, this is indeed a joyous occasion when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. It is regarding this Quran that we should be happy about. When the goods or wealth came from Iraq to Madinah Munawwara, it was the time of Amir Mu'mineen, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, and he went to inspect those goods. Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi explains that he had taken his slave with him. And when they looked at the goods that came from Iraq, the slave expressed some joy. And he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is the fadl and rahmat of Allah, the grace and favors of Allah and Allah's mercy, that we've got so much of wealth that has come to us. He says, no. The real wealth and the cause of joy and happiness is what Allah mentions in the Quran. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about His fadl and rahmah, that is Islam that Allah has given us. That is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the rahmat of Allah ta'ala, that Allah sent down the Quran. The greatest mu'ajiza given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Quran Majid. So this is something that we should be joyous about. It is better than whatever else we accumulate of the dunya. The pounds, the dollars, the rands, whatever we have in the dunya, all that what we accumulate and amass can never be compared to gathering the Quran in our hearts. The recitation of the Quran, holding on to the Quran, following the Quran, teaching the Quran, practicing the Quran, making tabligh of the Quran. A gathering of this nature, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given great merits and rewards. He has mentioned about such a gathering. وَمَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةُ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةُ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. Whenever there's a gathering of this nature in any of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Quran is being recited, Quran is being taught, and tonight we'll be hearing the recitation of these huffaz who will complete the Quran Majid by heart. Then in such a gathering, Allah sends down sakina, peace and tranquility, serenity. Angels throng such a gathering. Allah's mercy, special mercy descends upon such a gathering. And Allah makes mention of this gathering in the gathering of the angels. Can you imagine what great merits have been attributed to such gatherings? These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we should have yaqeen and believe in. We have come here today because of our love for the Quran Majid. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Man ahabba al-Quran, faqad ahabba Allah wa Rasulah. That person who really loves the Quran Majid, the kalam of Allah, in reality he loves Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions, بِقَدْرِ مَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ تَكُونُ مَحَبَّةُ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ. According to the love a person has for Allah, will be his love for the Quran, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us here because of the love we have for his kalam. So I therefore congratulate these huffaz who will complete the Qur'an Majid tonight. Only they know, and the asatiza and the parents know, what effort they had to put into learning the Qur'an Majid. For us, we would just witness the final few surahs being recited, It looks so simple, so easy. And those surahs we also know. The three kul, surah Fatiha, tul muflihun. But the effort that they had to put in, the nights they had to spend in learning the sabak, going over their door. At times they were not well, but still they had to go to madrasa. The sacrifices they made when all their friends were busy playing around, they had to go to madrasa even during the holidays. Early part of the morning, sometime before Fajr, after Fajr they have to go, then finish madrasa, rush back home, hardly even be able to have some breakfast and run to school. After school again, back to madrasa. Even on a Saturday morning, they have to go to madrasa. There were times when they did not learn the sabak well, or they did not know their work. And how the feeling comes in the heart, if only I could just miss madrasa today. But the father will say, no, boy, you have to go to madrasa. The mother will ensure, no, boy, you go, you have to go to madrasa. Ustad will phone, where is he, why isn't he here? Great sacrifices have been put. We are just seeing the conclusion and the final recitation of this Qur'an-i-Majeed which they are committing to memory. But in fact, this is just the beginning of their journey now. It's the beginning of their journey. So respected brothers and elders, this Kalam-i-Majeed is a very great and lofty Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has taken an oath, Qaf and Sad. Allah said, Wal Qur'an. Allah has taken an oath by the Qur'an, and Allah does not need to take an oath on anything. The fact that Allah takes a qasam on something shows how great that thing is. And what position Allah has afforded that. Ya Allah says, Wal Qur'an al-Majeed. By the Qur'an, the glorious Qur'an. This is that Qur'an that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, if we had to reveal this Quran on the mountains, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل, on a mountain, لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله, you'll find that this entire mountain, out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will come crumbling into pieces. It will not be able to bear the weight of this Quran Majeed, the responsibility that comes with this Quran Majeed. On a winter's day, when it is absolutely cold, and when wahi would come down upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba would report that there were beads of perspiration rolling down the forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of the azamat of this Quran Majeed, the weight of this Quran. Allah ta'ala says, Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. We have thrust upon you a very heavy word, a heavy kalam, a heavy speech. When Surah Ma'idah was being revealed, Rasulullah was mounted on the camel, and the camel could not bear the weight of this wahi coming down upon Rasulullah. Immediately it halted, it knelt, it went down. Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala is sitting, and Rasulullah has his Mubarak head on the lap of Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala. How lucky he was. And suddenly at that moment, wahi started coming down to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wahi would come down at any time. There were no warning signs to alert Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that now wahi is coming down. He was resting. He had his head on the lap of Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, and suddenly verses started coming down to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala said, I felt as though my lap will split into pieces because of this weight that is coming upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is that Quran Majeed that drew three kuffar leaders at that time. Abu Sufyan, at that time he was a disbeliever, later on he accepted Islam. Abu Jahl, the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Akhnas bin Shuraik, the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Three leaders in their own homes. At night when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reciting Quran in Makkah Mukarrama, this is the beginning days of Islam, the beautiful melodious voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his recitation attracted them. Each one emerged from his home, not knowing that the other is also coming out of his home for the same reason. And they all meet right by the outside the house of Rasulullah. And when they see each other, Then they are perplexed, they ask one another, what brings you here? And each one then, he owns up and he says, you know, it was the speech that Muhammad is reciting. So they make a promise that we won't come again. But then the following night, the exact thing happens. For 3 nights this happened. And he took them out of their homes. There was something in this Qur'an and Majid that attracted them. Although they did not bring Iman, Abu Sufyan accepted Islam later on. But something pulled them towards this Qur'an and Majid. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi radiallahu anhu, a famous incident, wherein he was a great poet. People cautioned him that don't go and listen to anything of what this Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is preaching. He's a madman. He's Majnoon. He's a sahir, magician. He's a poet. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi radiallahu anhu says, I actually stuffed cotton wool in my ears so that no word of Muhammad may go into my ears. He says, I happened to go into the haram. He wasn't a believer at that time. They used to make tawaf. And he says, I went to make tawaf and suddenly I see Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam making tawaf. And then I begin to say to myself, that Tufail, you're an intelligent person. You're a great poet. You can make out what is poetry from that which is not poetry. You've got some understanding. Why don't you listen to what this man is saying? So he goes closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi Kareem sallam, after completing his tawaf, he was going back home. So Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi follows him. And then he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ma anta, what are you? Who are you? What are you preaching? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just recites the mu'awwadatain, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. Just those two surahs, which we read so often, without even pondering over the meanings and understanding what this means. Just these two verses, these two surahs, immediately it melt the heart of Tufail bin Amr. And he embraced Islam there. And then he began to preach deen and he went back to his people. And he gave them da'wah towards Islam. Only 3 or 4 people embraced Islam. His wife, his parents and Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala. And he came back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a heavy heart. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I went to my people, but their hearts have become sealed. They're not paying any attention to what I am calling them, inviting towards them. So Rasulullah lifts his hand. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi radiallahu ta'ala in that moment thought that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to curse his qawm, his people. He says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his hand so high that I could see the whiteness of his armpit. And Nabi Kareem says, Allahumma hadi dawsan, Allahumma hadi dawsan. Allah, give this tribe of Daws, the tribe of Tufail bin Amr, give them hidayat, let them bring iman. He says he went back and he saw the effects of Rasulullah's dua, that 80 families then embraced Islam. This is the Qur'an Majid that made the jinnat suddenly halt. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنِ فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنْصِتُوا as they were coming. And they heard Rasulullah's recitation. This was after the incident of Taif. We know what Rasulullah went through. The pain, the anguish, the suffering. They pelted him with stones. He was bleeding. He fell unconscious. And now after some time, he's returning to Mecca. In that forlorn condition and state. And when he's reciting Qur'an, Allah makes a whole group of jinn accept him and embrace Islam. Inna sami'na Qur'an ajaba. What a marvelous Qur'an this is. So respected brothers and elders, Allah has chosen the hearts of these young boys. Allah has selected their hearts. This is a great, great, great honor. As we heard Maulana mentioning the MC, that what lofty maqam they have in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi ahlina minan nas. Allah has got some family members, household people. Allah does not need any family. Allah does not have any parents, children or any family. So sahaba asked Rasulullah, man hum ya Rasulullah? Who are those people who are regarded to be the family of Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hum ahlul Qur'an. They are the people of Qur'an. Ahlullahi wa khasatuh. They are the family of Allah. They are the special servants of Allah. They have been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just the gist, the lengthy hadith. Out of showing respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna min ijlalillahi ta'ala, is a person who honors, when you honor an elderly person, the man has got a white beard, white hair, we honor an elderly person, by honoring him, you are actually honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, وَحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ غَيْرِ الْغَالِي فِيهِ وَالْجَافِ عَنْهُ. And then you're honoring that hafiz of the Qur'an. He's not exceeding the boundaries and limitations in his recitation or practicing upon the Qur'an. And he's not abandoning the Qur'an, a hafiz of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Rasulullah says, if by you honoring a hafiz of the Qur'an, you're actually honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And honoring a just ruler. These three people have been mentioned. A hafiz of the Qur'an, because he is so preoccupied in learning his sabak, his door, all the time it is his Qur'an, even when he goes to school. I can still remember, we were in school, and because we were so worried that I must hamrao my sabak in the afternoon without making any mistakes, otherwise Ustad will give us a hiding. So it was an Afrikaans lesson, and the teacher is teaching, and I had my Qur'an in my desk, and busy going over my door or my sabak, and we were reading something, the class was reading something after the teacher. So my lips were moving, but the teacher made out that there's something wrong here. He is reading something else. And alhamdulillah, just before the teacher could reprimand me, I had just closed my Quran and given it away to somebody. Teacher asked, what are you doing? What are you reading? Quran? I said, no, nothing. Don't have any Quran here. So it was that worry we had, that I have to read my sabak to my ustad the next day, or in the after school. I must know my work well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given great honor to a hafiz of the Quran, such honor that a hafiz who is busy learning the Quran, he doesn't get that opportunity and time as the others gain so much of time to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engage in zikr of Allah ta'ala. Others are able to raise their hands and make dua, whatever they want. Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah ta'ala gives a hafiz of the Qur'an, من شغله القرآن عن ذكري ومسألتي, that person who is unable, he's preoccupied in learning Qur'an, so he does not get the time to make my dhikr or to make dua to me. Allah says, أُعْطِيهِ, I will give him أَفْضَلَ مَا أُعْطِي السَّائِرِينَ, more better than what even others are begging from me, without him having to even ask me. A hafiz of the Qur'an is protected from senility. It never becomes senile. Allah gives him the full enjoyment of his aql till he leaves this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him from the azab of the qabr. We don't have time to go into details. Allah protects him from the fire of Jahannam. In fact, a hafiz of the Qur'an on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give him the opportunity of making sifarish, interceding on behalf of 10 persons of his family who are destined for Jahannam, to get them removed from Jahannam and be admitted into Jannat. And this hafiz of the Quran gains entry himself into Jannah. And in Jannah, it will be told to him, Iqra, wartaqi, warattil kama kunta turattil. The recite and ascend, go higher and higher and higher and higher in Jannah. And read in those beautiful tones that you were reading in this world. Your place and your rank and maqam will be the last verse where you stop. That will be your rank in Jannah. His parents, as we heard, will be given such beautiful crowns that the brilliance of this of these crowns would outshine the brilliance of the sun if it had come into our homes. Imagine what the hafiz of the Quran will get when his parents will get this. Ulama have mentioned that with all these virtues comes great responsibilities. And these virtues that are mentioned of the hafiz of the Quran, most of the ulama have said that it is referring to that hafiz of the Quran who practices upon the Quran. So Allah Rabbul Izzat has chosen the hearts of these people and He has given them this precious jewel, this precious diamond. Now it is left to the Hafiz of the Quran to preserve this diamond. Sheikh Saadi Shirazi Rahmatullahi Alayh, he was a little boy. His father had passed on, his mother was taking care of him. She was a very pious woman. And she was always worried about his tarbiyah, his nurturing. He must go to the madrasa and learn Quran. So the day he joined a madrasa and he started reciting Quran, she became very happy. And out of that joy, she bought him a diamond ring. And she told him to keep this diamond ring and preserve it and look after it. Very precious. Little boy goes every day to the madrasa, he's got the diamond ring. Suddenly one day, a person stops him. So this person had been observing him all the time. This young boy has got his Quran and he's got a diamond ring. So this person was a thief. So he comes to this little child, innocent Sheikh Saadi Shirazi, a little boy. And he offers him some candy, some sweets, different colors. Red, green, yellow, orange. And he offers him this packet and tells him to taste, have one. Little innocent boy, he takes one. And this person tells him, no, take another one, take two or three. And he's enjoying it. He says, it's nice, it's tasty, isn't it? Delicious. He said, yes. He said, what have you got on your finger? He said, no, my mother gave me this ring. So he said, why don't you suck this ring? So Saadi Shirazi sucks his ring. The person asks him, does it have any enjoyment, any taste in it? Does it taste like these sweets? He says, no, not at all. He said, give me this ring. I'll give you a whole packet of these candies. Saadi Shirazi, innocent little boy, gives his ring to this person. And he's so happy that he's got a whole pack of candies now. And he goes running home to his mother. Mama, see what I've got. And he puts it on the table, different colors, green and yellow and orange candies. And the mother says, who gave you this? He said, no, one man on the road. And then he told me to give him that ring, which had no taste, Ma, no taste at all. And look at his candies, so delicious. His mother said, what you did? He said, I gave him the ring and he gave me these candies. She said, Beta, Ya Allah, what have you done? It was such a precious diamond. If you kept that diamond, Allah would have given you more and more sweets in this world. You could have had factories of sweets. But you went and sold, you gave away this diamond. And you got just these few candies, few sweets. He was an innocent little boy. He didn't understand the value of that precious diamond. To these hufaz who are finishing today and all those who have already completed and who are still doing the hifz of Quran and Majid, Allah has given us this precious diamond. Let us not give it to the thief on the road. And the thief is Shaitan. Shaitan will make every attempt and every endeavor to lead us astray. He will offer those candies of this world, this pornographic material that will come, and so easy accessible today with the cell phone. So easily accessible. He'll make you see those pictures, those naked pictures, those nude pictures. And he'll take you away from your Quran and Majid. And the time will come when the person who was the Hafiz of the Quran, because now he has discarded the Quran, he will even forget those surahs he learned, those verses he learned, that Quran he learned, because he's engaged in a terrible sin. He will feel miserable. Shaitan will offer us various types of candies in this world. All those temptations that will take us away from our Quran, away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, away from the masjid. Our dressing will change. Our habits will change. Our speaking, our conduct and behavior will change in the hifz class. And mashallah, this madrasa, there's such great good tarbiyah. May Allah accept the efforts of the asatiza, Maulana Yusuf Desai sahab, and all the other asatiza. This madrasa, besides the hifz and besides the deen they are being imparted, is tarbiyah, which is very, very good. May Allah accept this madrasa and all the efforts till the day of Qiyamah and make many, many more people benefit from that. So all the efforts a person put in, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, everything just gets washed down the drain. So as I said, they are great virtues of the Hafiz of the Quran, but it comes with great responsibilities. Great responsibilities. So I don't want to lengthen this talk. The main part is still going to come when these boys will complete the Quran in Majid. It is a very momentous occasion. Anas radiallahu ta'ala would gather people of his family whenever there was Khatam of Quran taking place. And he would get them together and they would make a dua, because dua is accepted at the time of Khatam of Quran. Not only of Hifz, but whenever a person finishes Quran in Majid, then duas are being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, more especially when a person is finishing Hifz of Quran and the efforts he has put there, and Allah ta'ala accepts these khatams that will take place. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, the great sahabi of Rasulullah SAW, would actually appoint a special person who will inform Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu whenever there was any person completing Quran, to please call him also to be present in the gathering when he will finish his Quran in Majid, so that he may be also participate in the dua that will be taking place. There's a kitab, Al-Itqan fi Adab Hamalat al-Quran. This is by Allama Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi. There's another Al-Itqan fi Ulum al-Quran, Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions a hadith, a narration of that, if I'm mentioning Darimi, where he says that person, man wafaqa khatmuhu awwal al-layl. That person who is finishing his khatam of the Quran, and it coincides with the beginning of the night, the angels make dua for him right till the morning. And he finishes in the morning, then the entire day, the angels make dua for him. Sallat alayhi al-malaika. Mujahid rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, 70,000 angels. 70,000 angels make dua for the person. So duas are going to be answered. Therefore, when dua will take place, whatever hajat we have also, we should make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that through the barakah of this khatam of the Quran in Majid, Allah, you answer our duas as well. So my dear Hufaz, who are completing, the very first thing you should do is recite or read 2 rakat, Salatul Shukr. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah chose you, and Allah made it possible for you to witness this day. It is a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more shukr we make to Allah ta'ala, the more Allah will increase us in this ni'mah. Then you make shukr to your parents, and of course your asatiza, your principal, and all those who were the means of you becoming a hafiz of the Quran, in whatever way. You make shukr to them also. Then most important is to make your door of the Quran in Majid. Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, ta'ahadul Quran. Preserve the Quran. In other words, make door of the Quran. This is being addressed to the Hufaz of the Quran. Ta'ahadul Quran. فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَهُ وَأَشَدُّ تَفَصِّيًا وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ تَفَلُّتًا مِنَ الْإِبْلِ فِي عُقُلِهَا. This Quran escapes from the heart faster than when a camel breaks loose from its rope, and it's impossible then to retrieve this camel. The camel sprints, it's gone. It has escaped from the master. It's broken from the ropes. It was tied to the ropes. It has escaped, it's gone. Faster than that, the Quran escapes from the person's heart if he does not make door of the Quran in Majid. That person who has learned any portion of the Quran, he has forgotten that portion of the Quran, on the day of Qiyamah, he'll meet Allah Ta'ala, laqi Allah, wa huwa ajzam, he'll be a leper. Person who is suffering leprosy, he'll meet Allah Ta'ala in that condition. When narration mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, his punishment will be that a heavy boulder will smash his head and his brains. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that he had seen the rewards for all the hasanat in this world. He even saw the reward of a person removing a blade or a twig that comes into the masjid, a little twig, piece of branch, and he removes it, a blade of grass, whatever it may be. There's great reward for that also. And then he says, I saw all the sins of the evils of my ummah, but I have not seen anything more severe in punishment than that person who learned any portion of the Quran and then he has forgotten it. So make Quran right till you leave this world. Right till you leave this world. Don't become a Ramadan hafiz. That only in the month of Ramadan. Even if you've got a very sound memory, but you should make door of the Quran and recite Quran every single day of your life. Then your 5 times salah. Imagine the person has become hafiz of the Quran. MashaAllah, you have a jalsa and you invite people, but you're not present for salah. Salah in the masjid with jama'ah. Extremely important that you should ensure that you read your salat with jama'at in the masjid. Then you should choose your friends. Stay in good company, especially in these times of fitan and fasad. So easily a person can be lured into taking drugs. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to mention so many occasions, especially during these hifz occasions, that there are so many huffaz. You find them in the, who are taking drugs, and they're in the rehabs. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. Allah has given you this diamond. Don't give it to the thug and the thief that is shaitan so easily. You must preserve the Quran. Make sure we have good friends. Stay in good company. This will protect us from many, many sins in our lives, many difficulties in our life. And the best company you have is your ustad and your parents. This is the best company that you can have. And of course, now you should try and improve your recitation. You did hifz of the Quran, and inshallah you have done a good job, but this is not the end. There is always now the scope of improving your recitation of the Quran. So you have to go and learn the ilm of qiraat, tajweed properly, your huruf, your makharij, your sifat, and read in a very beautiful way, in the best of manners. And then you should teach it to others. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and then they teach it to others. So you've got a great responsibility. This is just in short what I mentioned, that make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you ustad and your parents. And you should read your 5 times salat. Make door of your Quran in Majid. Stay in good company. And make fervent du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you guide me in my life. You guide me in my life. Then inshallah we will see Allah's rahmat coming upon us. Then Allah will give us all those promises that we have heard in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the person, the hafiz of the Quran, this is his lofty status and this is what he'll get. And these are the beautiful merits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised him the hereafter. Many youngsters today, he's more concerned about his physical appearance. His hairstyle, his fashion, how he looks. Of course, he'll go to the gym. There's no problem in getting, being healthy and physically fit. But hours will be spent in the gym. Allah forbid, there's intermingling of sexes, and there's music taking place. So he's more worried about, a poet says, ajibtu min jismin wa sihatin. So strange, the person is worried about his physical appearance and how strong. And look at his biceps and his triceps and look how much of iron he's pumping, and look at his chest, and look at his physique, and his physical strength. But when it's time for Fajr Salat, at that time he's sound asleep. May Allah not make that happen to any one of us. So Alhamdulillah, again, I congratulate you for the effort that you have put in, and your asatiza and your parents, especially the mothers. And in my humble opinion, from what we see, it's always the mothers making the extra effort. Early morning, they are the ones who are dropping the child, the son, to the hifz class to learn his Quran. They are the ones who make sure that the child learns his door, learns his sabak. First thing when you go home, they ask you, but you knew your sabak. And this is the concern the mother has. So Allah Ta'ala is crowning the effort, and Allah is showing them in this dunya so that they can become happy. And if there's any parent who has left this world, then that hafiz should make niyat for giving sawab to his parents, because that parent waits for reward to come. There is a nice incident mentioned in the kitabs, that there was a person, a woman, who passed away, and some buzruk, some wali of the time, saw in a dream, he sees in the dream, that in the evening, all the people who, the deceased in the qabrastan, they come to the end of the qabrastan, and suddenly this one woman, she has been given trays of nekis, silver trays of good deeds. And all the others, they are empty-handed, and they go back empty-handed. But she's given trays of good deeds, and she's elated. So he asks, how come? So they say, no, she's got a son who is a hafiz of the Quran, and you find him in a certain stall, and he has some goods that he sells, but all the time you see his lips, he's engaged in reciting the Quran, and he sends a sawab for his mother. So this buzruk wakes up in the morning and he sees, yes, it is true, exactly what he saw in the dream. And some time later he sees the same dream, but this time that mother also gets nothing, and she goes back empty-handed, and he's very worried. So he goes in the morning to go and warn that son, that what has happened? Why aren't you sending any sawab to your mother? When he goes, he finds that this son also passed away. So whilst we have life, and if our parents have left this world, then send sawab to our parents who are deceased. May Allah Ta'ala accept all of you coming here, and may Allah accept this hifz jalsa that has taken place. Inshallah, we continue the program, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, how much we have learned from those sterling advices. And for the Huffaz to remember these advices, to go home, write them down, keep them, and every now and again, to take a look at them to see if we are fulfilling what was mentioned. And this was taught to us by my beloved Ustad, author of Hifz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the high stages of Jannah, where he mentioned to us at that time when we completed our Hifz, that to ensure that these advices are kept, to have them written down, so that every now and again we can have a look at them and see where do we stand. Are we actually the Huffaz which our asatiz are, and which Hazrat Mawlana mentioned, have we reached that level, or are we falling short? Inshallah, now we will be having the completion. There are 6 boys completing. We will call them in front, inshallah. They can line up here. So I will mention the name of the first boy. They will be reciting their last sabak, which will be the last 5 lines of Surah Al-Jathiyah, the end of the 25th juz of the Quran Majid, and thereafter will recite the last 3 surahs in Surah Al-Fatiha until Ulaika humul muflihun. And thereafter we will have the second boy in that manner. So inshallah we will call upon the first boy, which is Hafiz Abdullah ibn Muhammad Shafiq Adam. And tafaddal, bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلقه ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون
MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take him from strength to strength. And Hafiz Abdullah is in the grade 10. He is doing his schooling online. And any free time he gets, he is in the Hifz class with his schooling and everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase him. He is reciting 5 juz of the Quran Majid daily. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase him till he can recite the entire Quran Majid in one sitting. The next Hafiz we will be having is Hafiz Ahmad Ahmad Ibn Faisal. Ahmad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبِّ الْأَرْضِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون
ما شاء الله May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take him from strength to strength Next we will have Hafiz Ahmad bin Maulana Muhammad Desai Also, the son of one of the senior most asatida at the madrasa. Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون
MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take him from strength to strength. He will be in the full-time class next year. Completed his hifz while he was in grade 9. And that is the purpose, to try and let them complete their hifz by the time they reach the age of 14 or 15 in the grade 8 class, together with the Islamiyat subjects, and thereafter do door for a good few years, and thereafter inshallah become strong and good ulama. Thereafter we will have the next person who is completing hifz, Hafiz Muhammad Musab ibn Muhammad Man.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون
ما شاء الله completed his hifz in the grade 8 class as well and ما شاء الله from the time he has completed he can easily recite 3 paras of the Quran may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take him from strength to strength and make him into a strong alim as well as a strong engineer. The next person who will be complete, Hafidh will be completing Hifz is Hafidh Muhammad Muawiyah Ibn Zainul Abidin Chogli.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يقل له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
ما شاء الله. The next boy will be completing Hifz is Hafiz Abu Bakr bin Maulana Muhammad Desai. Gets his two crowns on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, completed his hifz at the end of grade 7, and MashaAllah, up to now he has completed up to close to 20 rounds of the Qur'an Majid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase him. MashaAllah, we will be having dua. Let us all use this opportunity to make whatever heartfelt desires we want. Dua is readily accepted at this time.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين Allah, humari gunaahko maaf farma, humari khataahko maaf farma. Allah, accept the khatam of the Qur'an-i-Majeed. These young boys, ya Allah, they learn the Qur'an-i-Majeed by heart, my Allah. It is only to your father and karam, my Allah. Allah, you chose them, my Allah. Allah, you brought this day, ya Allah, where everybody could witness the khatam of the Qur'an, ya Allah. Allah, you accept it from them, my Allah. From the asatiza, from their parents, from their family members, ya Allah. Make it a means of the hidayat, my Allah. Make it a means of, ya Allah, hidayat spreading the four corners of the world, my Allah. Make it a means of bringing afiyat into the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you guide these young boys, my Allah. Make them excellent huffad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. Make them the true flag bearers of deen, my Allah. Make them the honored ones of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, bless them with all the values and all the virtues, ya Allah, that have been mentioned of the hafiz of the Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, ya Allah, from going astray, my Allah. Make them beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Allah, accept this madrasa, ya Allah, all the effort that has been put, ya Allah. Ya Allah, especially towards the Quran-i-Majeed and towards, ya Allah, making amal on the Quran-i-Majeed, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect this madrasa from all shurur and fitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us, ya Allah, hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read and we have heard that the du'as are being answered, ya Allah, at the time of the khatam of the Quran-i-Majeed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, ya Allah. We are only begging from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi' al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk, Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirah wa rahimahuma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاعها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك يا الله give us خير in this دنيا and آخرت يا الله give us حلال and طيب روزي my الله give us بركتنا وروزيز يا الله يا الله there are so many people who are sick and ailing my الله so many have got cancer my الله different diseases my الله اے مالك كريم يا الله with the barakat of this قرآن مجيد ختم my الله give all of them شفاء كامل Ajil, mustaqir, daim, my Allah. And all the marhumin, ya Allah. Allah, our parents, our asatiza, ikram, our mashayikh, ya Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. The highest of stages, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from any type of azab of qabr, my Allah. And give the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Give us maut in iman, my Allah. Give us maut in Madina Sharif. Bari in jannatul baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hawdi kuthur water from his mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, accept all our du'as, those who are present, even those who are absent, my Allah, and so many who requested du'as, my Allah, answer also the jaiz murads. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inshallah, azan will be called out now. And 5 minutes after Azan, there will be Jamaat, inshallah.